South Sudan's ministers of defense and national security appeared before the Western Equatoria State Parliament earlier this week to answer questions about the recent killings of government forces and civilians in Mundri West County. The ministers blame the killings on opposition forces loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar. Philip Thon Aleu reports for VOA from Juba.
Defense Minister Kwala Manyang told the Council of States, the upper house of South Sudan Parliament, on Monday that 7 of the country's 10 states were calm until rebel activities emerged in western Equatoria a few weeks ago. He says tensions have also devolved along the Kenyan border in eastern Equatoria state. Manyang says the killing of 2 government soldiers in Mundri West almost 2 weeks ago was the work of the rebels.
Armed group linked with the SPLM in opposition under Wesley Welebe have appeared to be operating in the area and may be the one responsible for the following incidences. On May the 22nd, 2 SPLA soldiers were shot dead and a third was wounded.
And Manyang says a day later, during a security meeting, John Kaliopa, the executive director of Mundri West County, was also killed. In total, Manyang says
casualties in Mundri were 11 SPLA soldiers killed and 8 wounded, 1 policeman killed, wildlife soldiers, 2 were killed, prison warden, 1 killed, civilians, 8 killed. On May 29th, armed youths attacked the SPLA position at Nyaka border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. They attacked SPLA base twice in the night and were repulsed. 2 of the attackers were killed and they were identified to be Arrow Boys. The SPLA lost 1 soldier and 3 soldiers were wounded.
Manyang says SPLA headquarters dispatched more troops to Mundri West. He says where the fighting has been heaviest, Upper Nile, Unity, and Jonglei states, government troops are making significant gains against the rebels.
Therefore, if winning the war is determined by the number of areas or the size of the area under the control of the government, then one can conclude that the rebels have lost the war and victory is certain.
But Isaac Mamour, the Minister of National Security, acknowledges the country's economic hardship has been aggravated by the conflict.
And this is one of the core of the all problem.
MP James Magog of Lakes State says he wants more answers about why the security situation is deteriorating in western Equatoria.
I've been hearing the state government talking of Arrow Boys, talking of unknown gunmen, while in our national government we talk of rebels because the rebels claim the responsibility. And our government at the state level is denying this.
The Council of States has formed its own committee to investigate Mundri West security problems. That committee is to report back to MPs within 2 weeks. For BOA News, I am Philip Thon Aleu in Juba.
SPLM in opposition spokesman James Gadet Dak says Machar's rebel group is building up its presence in western Equatoria state. But Gadet told VOA Atlas fellow Tito Justin that the armed opposition group is not responsible for the violence in Mundri.
The state government has confirmed that it is the government forces that have been killing the civilians, not our forces.
Okay, you said you have confirmed. Are there some SPLM in opposition rebels also in western Equatoria state?
Yes, we have appointed a Major General, Elie Lako. He's in charge of the area. He's for opposition, and he has been recruiting forces there against the government. And he has been, recruiting some armed youth within the state. And these are called Arrow Boys. So we have forces there. There is also another group which intends to fight against the government separately. They are on the ground there, plus the armed youth. So these combined forces are on the ground there. We have our forces. but we were not responsible for the killing of civilians.
Okay, some few months back, we had some Major General Asuba that he has defected in Western Equatorial State. Is he linked to the rebel or the opposition, SPLM position in the state?
Yes, he's allied to us. He's one of our senior officers on the ground there.
That was James Gadet Dock speaking earlier today from Nairobi with VOA fellow Tito Justin. Gadet says there has also been heavy fighting near the Unity State capital Bentiu. He says rebel forces repulsed a massive offensive by forces loyal to President Kiir yesterday in a town just north of Bentiu. Gadet says the government launched the offensive to try to recapture a major oil field under rebel control. He says the rebels inflicted huge casualties on government forces and captured 7 tanks. SPLA spokesman Philip Aguirre confirmed that there were clashes in Unity State, but said the army was not in a position to comment further because it has not yet received full details of the fighting from its field commanders.